We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball. Harlan off to a 3-3 start on the season, so some good, some bad, I'm sure. Some good teams that they faced. And the first six games for new head coach Dean Mosier joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about the start to the season for your guys?
Kind of slow start, to be honest, in my opinion, or what I was kind of looking to. But seen some progress over all the games, and that's really what we're looking for going for the rest of the season.
So you think there's been a little bit of a slow start? What areas have contributed to that?
Shooting for one. I think that's consistent across the board, but and I'm sure every team can always do better shooting, but just consistently getting the ball in the hoop is one of the bigger things to focus on. But improvement wise, our defense has been fairly solid. Communication and just their overall effort has been good, but looking to improve everywhere going forward.
No doubt about it. How have you felt? Well, what has the defensive effort been like? I mean, you mentioned defensive strength, and what parts of your defense do you really think is the key part right now?
Just getting more comfortable with where to be and where to be in the future. Talking, communicating, letting people know where they should be, or helping each other out. Just where to be and what kind of to do, and being predominantly a man, just getting our rotations down and just helping each other out.
Yeah. Kobe Clausen right now averaging about 9.4 points a game. I guess some would think maybe it's should be a little bit higher than that, but how have defenses really focused in on him, and how have they frustrated him to start the year?
Yeah, he was he and Dallas were our two big shooters coming back. So they're focusing on, getting out on shooters and making an emphasis to, move the ball and get others involved, which we have done. But, it's my job to get that, the opposite reverse, where trying to get him and Dallas and others on the court open shots and looks to help everybody out on the team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you feel like Clausen's outside touch is there? He's only 5 of 22 from 3-point land, so obviously he thinks it should be better than that. But what's your main focus there to try and maybe give him some more opportunities from the outside?
Yeah, he's missed at least one game and been egged with a little injury here, but just getting more reps up and getting more comfortable with the offense and just ball movement all the way around. He'll come around. There's no doubt about that. But everybody's kind of looking for their shots and being more accurate.
But on the flip side, Craig Bogus is off to a fantastic start for you, averaging around 9 points a ball game. He's shooting 37%, close to it in 3-point land. What have you seen the keys for Creed to only a sophomore to come on strong here?
Yep, he's been a good addition to come off the bench and for a few games start for us when we've had some injuries and illness. So he's been a good one offensively to step up and contribute on the varsity level.
Was that unexpected, or what have you seen in terms of flashes from Creed that precipitated this great start for him?
Yeah, he got some varsity experience last year, which obviously helped him for this year. It's not as new, but that being said, he's had a starting role in a couple games, like I said, so that was new. But he's taken on the role in stride and has done pretty well so far.
You've had some interesting ball games. Obviously Kemper Catholic, a really tough opponent. We saw you against Creston, saw you against Shenandoah. I'm sorry, there. That was a beat Creston as well. Beat Denison. Glenwood's a really tough opponent. Red Oak. Just how do you feel about these two games after the two losses going into the break, and you know how the team, I'm sure, sits mentally coming off that. They probably want to prove that they can play better than that.
Yep, we had a couple quarters in each that we struggled all the way around the board. And I guess the good thing that I take away from it is that it's hopefully in our control that what we're doing. You know, we're trying to do the right thing, and the effort's there. It's just executing at the right moments and more consistently. So, you know, a lot of those games we did what we were supposed to do and executed. But in this league and against those opponents, you can't have those lulls during the game for that amount of time. It's just hard to fight back once you kind of get down. And we were up on against Red Oak and kind of just let that one slip away as well, where we just weren't executing as consistently as we did in other parts of the game.
So what's it been like for you in the first six games as coach coming into this situation here?
Just still a learning process. You know, different scenarios, different time frames during the game of what you should or shouldn't do. Opinions from, you know, our staff on the bench of when to do this, when to do that. You know, I'm getting used to making those decisions, whether it be right or wrong. But, you know, it's an enjoyable process, but it's still early, and I'm learning, as you can see. So it's going.
All right. And then your first game back isn't until January 6th on a Tuesday as you take on Lewis Central, then St. Albert on the road after that. LC off to a great start. Always a rivalry game when you face the Titans. How do you feel about your first game back?
Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, like I said before, a lot of the stuff that we're working on is what, you know, controlling what we can control as a team. So working on what we can improve on, which we have been improving on, and hopefully that can translate into against another opponent.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck to you and your Cyclones when you get back from winter break. Thanks so much, and Happy New Year.
Yep. Appreciate it. You too.
Dean Mosier, head coach for Harlan Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.